Okay, let's start with Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin, a new perek as we have a new world in Maseches Menachos, Perek HaToda, where we have a perek all about the Karban Toda, as we have been discussing. Just one note from 2 days ago, actually, I misspoke. The Rashi back on Daf Ayin Dalet. I had a suggestion, but I didn't really continue explaining it, but either way, there was a question that we had. I'll just leave it as a question more than an answer. I got a couple of comments about it. Dafayin Dalad, where Rashi quotes the four Averas that are Chayef, a Karban, on Mezik, Kishogig, so only one of them really gets a Mincha. Rashi quotes two out of four, and the question is why. So Shivcha Charufa does not get a Mincha, if I gave off that impression. That's the, but it's just Ha'ara, just to note. Rashi only quotes two out of four, and we'll leave it as a Tzarachian why only two of them are quoted out of the Shivcha Charufa, Shmias Kol, and the other two. Okay, just that Hosaf I wanted to mention back on Daf Ayin Dalet. So let's get back to Perek HaToda, Ayin Vav Amid Beis, and we start with the details of, we know the Karban Toda that's mentioned in Parshas Sav, and the Psukim relate that there are certain types of Chalos in the Chumash. We'll see, we'll read the Psukim that it's only the only carbon that also has chametz and matzah and a carbon all together, and it has uniquenesses in terms of how much and what the quantity of the challahs are. So let's see. Hatoda isaba chametzim Yerushalmios sheish midbariyos. So we're also getting into a little math here, where Chazal tell us that Chazal made larger the amounts that they used to use from the times of the Midbar, when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, to the times that they came to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So six Midbarios, what used to be six, became five Sa'ah of Yerushalmios, right? What we would call a 20% increase, what the Gemara calls 1/6, because the Gemara always calculates it as what's called a Milavar. Once it's added on, it's 1/6, but it's what we would call 20 to 20%. So the Toda is made from five Sa'ah, right? The Torah says you have to use two Eifa. So that equals five Sa'ah, new Sa'ah, Yerushalmios, Sheheshesh, Midbarios. Shte Eifos, Ha'Eifa, Shalosh Sa'im. Each Eifa is three Sa'ah, so two Eifas are six Sa'ah. Esrim, Isaron, altogether 20 Isaron, because Isaron, its name is a tenth of an Eifa. So two Eifas are 20 Isaron. So you have 20 Isronos, and each of them are split up equally. Asara l'chametz, the Asara l'matzah. 10 yus v'chametz, 10 yus v'matzah. Even though there are 30 loaves of matzah and only 10 loaves of chametz, but still, that is the halacha, that the same amount of flour is used for each one. And that's where the Mishnah continues. Asara l'chametz, isaron l'chala. 10 isronos are used for the chametz. That means one isaron per challah, because 10 for 10, and v'yasara l'matzah, ube matzah, and 10 are used for matzah, so how do you split that up? So do the math. Ube matzah shalosh minim, as we know, there are three types of matzahs, three types of loaves that are used for matzah, chalos, rakikin, revucha. Again, we'll read the psukim again, Beth Hashem, in a minute. Nimsu, shlosha, esronim, vishlishta, kol min v'min. So if you split it up equally, if you have 10 for all together, so you have 3 1/3 for each one of the types, shalosh, chalos l'isaron, and it works out, 3 chalos for each Yisaron, because right, 1/10 of 3 1/3 is a third Yisaron per chalas. That's why 3 chalas for per each Yisaron. Uba midi Yerushalmi is, if you want to do the same calculations with the new amount of the new midos that were enlarged and made, Uba midi Yerushalmios, Hayushloshim kav, altogether 30 kav. Why would you get 30 kav from? Because again, a sa'ah is 6 kavim, and 5 sa'ah, which we said that's what we need, 5 sa'ah is 30 kavim. So 30 kavim, chamesh esar l'chametz, chamisha esar l'matzah, 15 and 15, chamisha esar l'chametz, kavu mechza l'chala, 15 for chametz. 15, and then if you split each of that for each challah, 10 challahs, 1 1/2 for each challah, chamisha asar l'matzah, and that has to be split up also within 10. Uba matzah shalosh minim, chalos, rakikin, revucha, meaning 30 altogether, 3 10s. Nimsu chamishas kavin, l'chol min v'min, 5 kav for each type, ushtei chalos l'kav. So if we do all the math, that's how much it works out to be in terms of the numbers. Again, it has to be very exact. right? We're just baking matzahs and challahs. The Torah tells us exactly how much flour to use and how we are supposed to calculate this. And again, it's from the Psukim here in Parsha Sav, where the Torah starts talking about carbon shlamim, and within carbon shlamim, that's where the Torah talks about Toda. V'zos Torah zevach ha-shlamim asher yakrav l'Hashem. This is the carbon shlamim. Im al Toda yakrivenu. If one brings it for a Toda, v'hikriv, and what do you have to bring, and what does it mean, im al Toda? So that's where Rashi, we'll have to talk about this, that's where Rashi quotes the reasons why one might bring a Toda. And this is a machlokas rishonim, whether this is an obligation or not. Is Toda an obligation if one goes through certain events, or is it totally voluntary? We assume, really, categorically, it's voluntary. But after all shlamims, when do you have a chiyav to bring a shlamim? All shlamims are nedavos. But it's a little bit. Why? Im al dvar hoda'a al neis shenasalo. What about if a neis, meaning one of the four that Chazal talk about in Maseches Brachos, dalet srichan lahodos, kegon yorde hayam, v'holchi mibarios, v'chavushi beso asura, v'cholash nesrapa. The four cases, shein srichan lahodos, based on the pasuk in Tehillim, shekasuv bahem yodu l'ashem chasto, v'niflo usav levnei adam, v'yizbechu zivchei toda. So, one of those four are reasons to bring a carbon toda. As we know, the Baalei Rishumo say maybe it's the abbreviation of Chayim, Chola, and Yisurin, Yam, and Midbar. Those are the four. V'chol ha-chayim yodu chasela, alluded to in that phrase of davening. But then Rashi continues, im al-achas me'ela nadar shlamim halalu shalmei todahein. If you were noder because of this. So again, it's a neder. A neder means voluntary. Neder and Nedava. But it's a situation where maybe the Torah thinks it's appropriate to make a neder, right? To be a modeh l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's it, if that's the category that you are noder, so then, tunas lachem amur binyan. Right? A person can give a neder and Nedava of a regular karmin shlamim. But if they're noder, which would not have any breads, but if somebody is noder to bring a toda, they go down that path, so then you have to bring these breads, ve'in nechalan eliyom balayla, as we know, and it's limited in terms of the eating time. So again, back to the pasuk, im al toda yakrivenu, ve'ikriv al zevach ha-toda. One brings with the zevach ha-toda, chalos matzos bulos bashamen, urikike matzos meshuchem bashamen, v'soles murbeches, chalos belulos bashamen, and we assume those vavs are ands, not or, right? Sometimes they're ands, sometimes they're or. You never know. Like we had back in the Mafet Tanur, we had the two listed, and it was or. It wasn't and. It wasn't five and five. Here we assume it's all three, and the Gemara darshins that it's ten each. Al chalos lechem chametz, the next pasuk, you bring on the toda, with the toda, these three, and al chalos lechem chametz, yakriv karbano, al zevach toda shlamav. A separate pasuk for these chametz, because after all, this is something unique and special. It's very unusual to have a carbon with chametz, only a few of them, but here is one that they have. Vekriv mimenu, echad mikol karban, shuma lashem, and you shall be makriv, one from each, as truma. So there's a lashon of hakrava that doesn't really mean hakrava, right? We give one out of 10, four out of 40 for the kohen, right? V'hikriv. Rashi says, lechem echad mikol mivamin, yitol truma lakohen, ha'oved avodasa, v'ashar nechal b'ailam u'b'sar l'abailam. Right? Lakohen ezorek azam shlamim lo yeh, u'b'sar zevach tol shlamav, b'yom karbano yeh achel, lo yaniach mimenu aboker, on the day, it's called Todas Shlamav, right? So it's a Toda as a Shlamim. Again, it's something that we have to talk about in this parak. But that is all interesting. That's the first Karban that is spoke about within Shlamim. One might have thought that first the Torah will talk about the generic Shlamim and then get into the special one that's called Toda. But the Torah does the opposite. The Torah starts off by saying, this is the laws of the Shlamim. If it's a Toda, then you bring dot, dot, dot. Then, Pasuk Tezayin, V'im Neder, O Nedava, Zevach Karbano, then you have the regular Kashlamim, V'yom HaKrivo, Zivcho, Ye'achel, U'mi Macharas, V'ha Nosar Mimenu, Ye'achel, again called Nosar, on the second day, but you're allowed to eat it, V'im He'achel, Ye'achel, Mivsar, Zevach Shlamo, B'yom HaShlishi, Lo Ye'ratzeh, HaMakrivo, So, Lo Ye'chashe, Lo Pigul Yihyeh. The source of pigul is in shlamim, as we discussed at length earlier. So within shlamim, we have toda, which is a type of shlamim. We have the source of pigul, which is extended. We have the pasuk later on, remember, in Vayikra as well. But this is the source for the carbon toda. And again, one of the major issues is how much is it a chiyuv, how much is it a neder and nedava. General, we say this, a sudas hoda'a one has. Sudas hoda, is that a chiv? I mean, one wants to do it. When does one have Sukkim Tehillim, Nedarai Lashem Hashalem? So when is there a situation to put myself into a situation of chiyuv? Right, we discussed this a few weeks ago. We had a lashon in the Gemara about Nazir. How much is Nazir voluntary? It's voluntary, but once I choose Nazir, then it's obligatory. So is that voluntary? Is that obligatory? How do you define that in terms of karbanos? Right, in terms of Naziris. So again, it's a topic that we have to get into. Okay, so says the Gemara. The tod is brought from five sa'ah, Yushalmios, those are the new measures. Minani mili, how do I know? So there's a couple of math statements made here. So Rashi says this minani mili is, how do I know that an eifa is three sa'ah? That's what we're trying to figure out. Where do we see a remez in the Pasuk in Yechezkel that it relates back? Because again, they're talking about modern measurements and older biblical measurements. So how do we know that these two line up with each other? Because again, it's going to be hard, right? We're going to be not going to be hard because we're going to have a Navi, we're going to have a Chacham, right? But when Mahiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have to know exactly, using our measurements, how much is an Eifa and how much is a Kav and how much is this. We're going to have to know exactly how much it is. Do we hold like the Poskim that say certain measurements got bigger, got smaller, then Oda Yehuda, the other Poskim about the eggs, bigger fingers, smaller. So this is halakha l'maisa, b'ezus Hashem. We're going to have to know. So the Gemara says, but a lot of the mitzvah sometimes is based on a pasuk, minani mili. So this is, how do you know these measurements line up with each other? Right? Why don't you say, well, they do. Just look at them in a science textbook. So sometimes we look for psukim in as a source. Remember we had a Gemara back in Maseches Erevin, where the Gemara says, minani mili about pi. We're not immediately about certain math equations there too. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. What do you mean quote a pasuk? Just figure it out. So as we look for psukim as a reflection of the reality. It's a reflection. We discussed that then in the beginning of Maseches Erevin. So we're not immediately here too. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that an eifa, but the modern measurement relates to the three sa'ah of old? So damakra, because the pasuk says in Yechezkel, ha eifa v'habas. Those are two measurements. Eifa is a dry measurement. Bas is for a liquid measure. Eifa va'bas tochen echadia. So you see, they have the same volume. And we know, ma bas shalosh se'im, just like a bas is three sa'ah, so av eifa shalosh se'im, so to an eifa we know is three sa'ah. So the Gemara says, bas kufa minola, how do you know the eifa, the bas itself? You're saying eifa is learned from bas. So bas, how do we know bas is elf is three sa'ah? So ilay memadichsiv, if you know it from the following, lasseis meiser hachomer habas. You see from there that a bas is a tenth of a chomer, meiser hachomer habas. So if an amik haksiv, you don't have to go to bas, just learn it directly from by eifa. Vasiris hachomer ha'eifa. So we're saying you have to learn eifa from bas, you know something about bas. But you have the same pasuk about eifa that you have by bas. So if a chomer is 30 sa'ah, so what do you go to bas for? There's a pasuk about eifa itself. So a chomer lo yadana kama. But what are you saying? Chomer. It says a tenth of a chomer, but you don't know how much a chomer is. So chanami lo yadana kama. So we're still stuck. How do we know that an eifa is 3 sa'ah? So elamehacha, different pasuk, also in Yechezkel, remember the end of Yechezkel, discusses bias shlishi, right? We have a different source for all the batei mikdash in our history from different places. None of them were equal. They were all unique and different measurements, right? The Mishkan, obviously, measurements in the Torah. Bias Rishon, measurements in Sefer Malachim. Bias Sheni, measurements in Maseches Midos. By Shlishi, the measurements in Yechezkel. So each one of them is different, and how are we allowed to change the measurements? That's based on the pasuk, I think, in the Divrei Hayamim of right, Eli Hiskil, and you know, it's only when there's a nevuah. That's the only way that you're allowed to change. We assume all the changes that Shlomo HaMelech made with all the kalim and the like were b'derech nevuah. So here too. So Ela Mehachas. So now we get to Bayi Shlishi. V'chok Hashemen Habas. Hashemen umaiser habas min hakur aseres habatim chomer ki aseres habatim chomer. So we learn that a bas is 1/10 of a kur. That's what the pasuk says. Bas is 1/10 of a kur. A kur is 30 sa'ah. So you do the math. A bas is 3 sa'ah. So based on this last pasuk, the bas is 3 sa'ah, and then we know that measurement. Period. Okay, let's branch out a little bit. Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, once we're talking about the measurements, this Mishnah told us that they enlarge the measurements in order to fit for modern needs. So the Gemara tells us that if Chazal ever are mosif on the measurements, they shouldn't do it such a jump at once. It's not good for the economy. Says the Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Ein mosifin al amidos yosef mishtus. Right, Shmuel was an expert in dini mamonos. Right, that's why the halacha kishmuel bedini. So Shmuel says one shouldn't add on to the midos more than a sixth. More than a sixth. What, again, shlish milavar. You shouldn't do that. Why shouldn't we do it? As we'll see, because it's not good for the economy, and we'll see. V'lo amad be'a yosef mishtus. And if you're changing the weights of the coins, because that's how much value is determined in those days, also shouldn't be more than a shtus. V'ha mistaker lo yistaker yosef mishtus. And if somebody is mistaker, if somebody makes a profit, with what? Rashi. Ba'ochel nefesh. With staples of society. If somebody is involved with meat and milk and bread and sugar and basic things, right, we shouldn't charge and a price gouge when it comes to basic necessities. That's not where people should be making their profit. Right? These are things that people need. People need basic necessities, and therefore we can't charge too much. Lo yistaker yosef mishtus. Right? It shouldn't be more. Let's just finish the line and then we'll, just wait a second. The Rambam quotes this, based on the Gemara and Bamitzi also. The Rambam Menuchas Mechira discusses these halachas, again, certain rules and regulations for, society. The Rambam says, beginning of Parag Yud Dalid, before he gets to our specific halacha, Kfar Biyanu, Shanosim Venosim Be'emuna, V'yamar Kach V'kach Ani Mestaker, Ein Lo Hanoya, Avilu Amar Zez Lakachti. He gets into what's allowed, what's not allowed. And then he says, basic necessities of life have special limitations. Kagon, yenos, shmanim, slasos, wine, oil, flour. Aval ho'ikarin, different types of special spices. Gonakosh, v'halavona, v'chayotze behen, ein poskim lemshar. There's no specific limit and price that Bezdin does. Elo yistaker, amistaker, kol mashi yirtze. Business is business, right? You can make some profit in the business world. Chazal just said certain basic staples of society one shouldn't price gouge. Then he talks about eggs, and then he says, "Ein otsrin peros sheyesh bem chayei nefesh be'eretz Yisrael." Also, hoarding fruit. Somebody wants to hoard and then give it out little by little. Also, would affect the price. So one can't do that with chayei nefesh. V'chein v'chol makom sherubo Yisrael shahari magia midavar zet sa'ar li Yisrael. Right, that's going to be painful, and that's going to be very difficult for this society. Right, this is based on the Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia. Bamed v'amamur b'lokeach menashuk. That's if you're in the public realm. Aval hamachan is mishelo. If you have your own stuff and you're just using it for your own, so mutter lo lasos kava otsers. Then there's more flexibility. But if one is selling it in public, so then there are limitations. Interesting. If one looks in the Nitziv. One looks in the Nitziv, we know the Nitziv is commentary on the She'iltos. Right? It's been pointed out that the Nitziv wrote a number of commentaries on Sfarim that weren't so popular. And in that way, he made them popular. Like how many people, maybe a Yechidei school used to learn the She'iltos before the Nitziv wrote a commentary on the She'iltos 150 years ago. But now that the Nitziv, we have the Hemek She'ela, so then every base medrash in the world has a Hemek She'ela because of the Nitziv helped out to make Rabbi Chaigon famous. The Nitziv wrote a commentary on the Sifri, the Emek HaNitziv. So now one can learn the Sifri Ba'amkus because with the Nitziv's commentary. So here too, so he wrote, the Shiltos has his Sefer Halacha, Mitzvos, a couple of drushes on each parasha. So one looks in Vayigash, the first one on Vayigash, Shiltos, Lamed Beis. Asur lahon le beis Yisrael amatzar peirei. He quotes as a separate mitzvah not to hoard fruit. Kigon, ibura, vechamra, umishcha. He quotes those three. Dechayi bir yasa inun. People need those to live. Chazal were interested in creating a fair and a society that everybody could live in. Uman da'avid hachi lo havi mechilu la'olam. Whoever does this will not have mechila. He quotes another Chazal, but you have to make sure that people have it, that people don't have so much pain. And he quotes Psukim and punishment. We just mentioned this actually, the Nisiv, in one of our Yecheskel Shiurim, because he discusses here the pasuk in Yecheskel that Hashem promises that if somebody doesn't act properly, so then he's going to bring maybe famine and drought on that person. That person thinks, oh, he's going to be in charge and he's going to be in control. Hashem's in charge. And the pasuk in Yecheskel tells us there's going to be a famine, Right? There are two types of famines that the Nevi'im talk about. The Yecheskel and Parakeh, Pasuk De Zayin. The Pasuk says, "V'shalchias chitzei ha-ra'av." I'm going to say in the arrows of famine, and then "V'ra'av osif alechem." And then the Nesiv explains that one type of famine is when there's not so much food, but the people who have food are okay. Right, that's this part. The person thinks that they're okay. Only some other people are having difficulty, but I'm okay, I still have. That's one time. And I make it difficult for others. But then there's another type, says the Nesiv, where it's somewhat lamala miderech hateva. Even where there is, it doesn't satiate. And it doesn't fill. And when somebody is still starving, even if they eat what they have, and then they realize that it's from above. And that's what the Nesiv says, part of these halachas here that we're learning, that, you know, a person is not supposed to deal with basic ochel nefesh, you know, beyond what is appropriate. What is appropriate? I saw a story in one of the svarim that somebody once came to one of the rebbes and asked him the price for a pair of shoes. Asked him the price for a pair of shoes. And he told him the price, and the guy took out money and paid for it. So he said, "No, no, no." He just gave him back some money. He said, "Why are you giving this back for me for?" He says, "I told you a price, but everybody always handles. Everybody always says, let's bargain." So I said, told you a price, which I thought we would start with bargaining, and I had in my mind that I was going to give you a little bit less. But you didn't. You just gave it to me. But in my heart, I already felt that way, so I'm paying you back to what I thought. Unbelievable. Unbelievable in terms of the business honesty of some. I was quoted as Rabbi Eliezer Kaiser. Not sure who that is. But either way, that's the related to this honesty and what Chazal tried to get. So again, Shmuel says, so we can't, when one enlarge the midos, you can't do it to more than a sixth, and not the madbeya, not the weights more than a sixth. And if somebody makes a profit with basic necessities, right, staples, so I want you to do it more than a shtus. So my daima, what's the reason? Is it because of preventing some type of inflation, that there's a chshash, Rashi says. Tekivan, again, what we call Rashi, right? It could be that the Rashi Ksavyat is the real Rashi, but either way, what we're calling Rashi. Tekiva, Shema Goblin, Mosif, and Adamin, once you make it bigger, then it costs more. The Chayshin on Dilmal, Asilo, Osufi, Adamim, Yosir, Midai. Right, it might be even more. So if you're worried about that, so Rashi, see, back to the Gemara, see, Achish, Shos, Namilo. So even a six should be too much. Elamishim, Ona'a. Maybe the issue is people are going to mistakenly cheat people. Ona'as Mamon. Kihechi, Dilo, Levi, Bitul, Mekach. So up until a sixth, so as we know, the three rules of Ona, less than a sixth is nothing, it's just usser, right? Exactly a sixth, the Ona goes back, but the Mekach is Kayim, and more than a sixth, the Mekach is Batal. The general three rules of Ona. We discussed last week or so the issue of Ona Bikarkos. We discussed what is the rule if somebody puts the wheat back in the ground. Is that called Karka? Is that called Metaltalin for Hilchos Ona and for other Halachos? So we mentioned then the three-way Machlokas Rishonim, about how to understand the principle of Ein Ona B'Karkos, the Rambam, Ein Ona, period, because Karka has no value. It's whatever you pay for it. Rashi, on the other side, the other extreme, Ein Ona B'Karkos means, oh, of course there's Ona. There's a little difference, slight difference, that by a sixth, maybe the Mekach, the it's not the Huchsar. Tosa says it's up to 100%, but implicit Mechila up until that point. But either way, that's the issue of Ona by Karka. But the Gemara says here, maybe that's the issue, because as long as it's up till the Shir Ona, there won't be a Bitul Mekach. Somebody might come, they won't know that the amounts were made larger, and therefore they'll just get confused and cheated. So maybe is that the reason? So maybe that's the suggestion number two. But the Gemara says that can't be either, because Va'amar Rava, Rava says, "Kol davar shebemida v'shebemishkal v'shebeminyan." If there's any mistake about a specific objective number, a measure, a weight, or something of the like, afilu pachos michtei ona chozer, even less than ona is chozer. Ona is where it's not so clear. I sell you something for a little more. It's not like I'm selling you 6 eggs and you gave me 15 eggs instead. That's not ona. That's just a mistake, and that is chozer. Again, we mentioned then last week also, Machlokas Rishonim, what does Chozer mean? Does Chozer mean only the extra is Chozer, or the Mekach is Batel? Also, Machlokas, Rash Ben, the Rambam, the Chulu. But that's the second suggestion about Onoah. So the Gemara says, that didn't work too. It's an Ela Mishum Tigra. It's for the merchant himself. Merchant of Kihechid Lo Limte Ziyana, as it says on the side. So he doesn't make a huge you know, a huge doesn't have such a loss, right? The usual markup is 1/6. So even if he's unaware of it, he'll at least break even. So the Gemara says, Diano, or Ziano hu delo limte, Rav chalo boy, what, you're making the takana sichel break even? Zavin v'zavin tigri ikri? If somebody just breaks even all his life, is that called a merchant? A merchant has to make some profit too. So elamar av chizda. So we tried to give reasons of basic economic financial reasons, and we end up saying, it's a pasuk. Ella Amar Rav Chizda, Shmuel Krashkach Vadarish. Shmuel found a pasuk in Yecheskel and Darshin. This is the reason why 1/6 is the shear. Ella Amar Rav Chizda, Shmuel Krashkach Vadarish. Vahashekel Esrim Geira, Esrim Shkalim, Chamisha Vesrim Shkalim, Asara Vachamisha Shekel, Hamani Yelachem. So if you add up all those shkalim, that's 60 shkalim. 60 shkalim, why did it say it separately, each one? If look at the mefarshim there, 60 shkalim total equal a mana. That's what the pasuk says. So I asked the Gemara, mana, masin varbon avi? Really? A mana is 60 shekel, which is, a shekel is 4 dinar. So a mana is 240 dinar? Mana, 60 shekel. 240 dinar? Is that really true? We didn't know it was so much. So el ashmamina, it must be they enlarged. It must be shmamina tlas. Shmamina mana shall kodesh kafal haya. A mana is double than what we thought. A mana of the mikdash is 200 dinar, not 100 dinar. And if you add 40, which it says here, they added 40, that's 1/6 more than it was. It went from 100 to 200. They doubled the amount of the base of Migdash is double. And then if you add 40, so that's 1/6. Vishvamina mosifin alamidos, vimosifin yosim ishtus, vishvamina shtus milavar. And the shtus is considered milavar, meaning what we call 20%, but what they call 1/6 once it is added. So this is about that we had issues of, ona'ah here, but this is, remember, it's ona'as mamon. And that's counted as a separate isidaraisa, right? Ona'ah. Besides the issue of gazelle, besides the issue of other types of damaging, ona'ah is a very pernicious type of damaging that is quoted in the end of Sefer Vayikra, as we know, the Isser of ona'as mamon, right? That's Shin Lamed Zayin in the Chinuch, Shelo Lahonos Bemekachu Bememkar, a lot of connections and messages that the Chinuch talks about, and ona'as Devarim is also maybe even as crucial as we have also mentioned there, right? That is also mentioned here in Bahar, ona'as mamon, again, is Shin Lamed Zayin, and then ona'as Devarim, Shin Lamed Ches, one after another. Rav Palm writes in a number of his Starim that it's not sad, but it's somewhat sad that the Chavetz Chaim put Lashon Hara on the map. And he created an area of halacha, Hilchas Lashon Hara, Hilchas Shmiras HaLashon, which did not exist before the Chavetz Chaim came along. He took all the chazals from all over, Shas, Medrash, and he created Lashon Hara, and now Lashon Hara is an area of halacha. But what about Ona'as Dvarim? Ona'as Dvarim is just as bad. We're not comparing Averis. But it's also terrible, making fun of people, and taking advantage of people, and, you know, even by money, it's subjective. Ona'as Mamon. So a person can know whether they're stealing or ripping somebody off or not. Ona'as Dvarim is a little trickier. And if you look in Bamatzia, Daf Nun Tes, those Gemaras, a lot of Gemaras about, Onar. Remember that's the Gemara in Tanur Shalach Noi. The famous part of the Gemara, Nun Tesma Beis, where Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua are arguing, and Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, the tree's gonna prove that I'm right, and the tree gets uprooted, and the water goes upstream, and the walls of the base medrash, and the basko, lo bashamayimi! That's the famous part. But the second half of that Gemara, where it says they put Rabbi Elazar in Chayrim, and he goes home, and he's obviously very sad, he can't dive with the minyan anymore, and his wife, Rabbi Gamliel's sister, knows that if he would ever say Tachnun, properly, so then something terrible was going to happen. So the Gemara says that every day she made so he didn't say Tachnun. He didn't say Tachnun. How can I say Tachnun? Right? Dafka the tefillah that doesn't have mazel, bezman hazeh, so many times, so many places say, oh, we'll skip Tachnun. The Gemara says there's power to Tachnun. There's power. And what does it mean he didn't say it? So Mefarshim say maybe she didn't allow him to say it without being mafsik after Shmoneh Esrei. Because that's the real power. If you say it right after the Amida, right into Tachnun. But either way, the Gemara explains that one day, she got mixed up, she thought it was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, there was only 1-day Rosh Chodesh, or an Ani came to the door, so she wasn't able to stop him. She comes back in, she sees he's doing the Filas Apayim, she says, oh, forget it, a tragedy happened. And right then, they found out Rabbi Gamliel died. Gamliel, who was the head of the rabbis that put him into Chayrim, the power of Tachnun. So, and he says to her, how did you know? She says, Ona'as Dvarim. He says, I know the power of onah. If somebody, maybe they went a little too far with you, right? I know the power of somebody who was nis'aneh, someone who was made fun of, somebody who had a tear, somebody who was affected. You know, there's no, it's difficult, right? The Chazal say that about Penina and Chana as well. Penina had so many sons and Chana didn't have any, and Penina made fun of Chana in order to get Chana to daven harder in order to be zocha for a child. If Chayesh Velevitz has one of his sichos, so why was she punished? Chazal says she lost a bunch of her children. Why was she punished? Onaz Devarim is like putting your hand in a fire. Right? It's not like, oh, if you do it lishma. No, it's putting your hand in a fire. If you put it in, you're going to get burned. Right? And that's something that we have to, well, again, this Gemara is about Onaz Mamon, but we have to realize Onaz Devarim also is something that happens all the time. All the time, that we have to, be careful with. If you look in the Alein L'Shabeach on the end of Vayikra, so the Rav Zilberstein quotes many different stories about Onas Dvarim. And I'll just quote one of them that he quotes. One of them that he quotes. Where is it? Here it is. He said, Vosoni Ishas Amiso, Onas Dvarim. He says, Lachadar Malalo Amr Tzibur, a doctor once told him, interesting halachic question. Is this Onas Dvarim? This is a classic Chashuke Chemed Vaharevna type of question. There was Avinei Amar Rav Lachar Shadvar Meilu Nemer B'Tzibur. There was something that was said in one of the drushes. Rav Zilberstein said that the Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. The Gemara says the descendants of Haman, and the Magen Midubna gives a mashal. He says mashal is a Ben Melech Shenitko Lo Etzem Begrono. There was a king whose son got a bone stuck in his throat, and he was coughing and he was choking, and all of a sudden somebody comes in and he wants to kill the son of the king. And he goes and he squeezes him and he pushes him, and look what happened. He got the bone out, even though he wasn't trying to. He was trying to hurt the king's son. But Lamaisa, through that, Mishigia Sibra La Melech, the Melech says, you're Chai Misa because you attempted murder, Bikish La Rogas Bini, but because you actually saved him, so you know what, I'm going to give a lot to your kids. I'm going to give your kids and your grandchildren something. So says Rav Zilberstein, V'kachayim Haman, Hu Atzmo Bikish La Hashmig La Harug La Abed is called Yehudim. But what did he end up doing? He brought him to Achdus, he brought him to Tshuva, he brought him to what the Gemara says, Gedola Hasaras HaTabat, what Haman was able to do more than the other Nevi'im. So that's why Banav Lamdu Torah B'Bnei Brak. B'Nei Brak was able to. So part of, do the ends justify the means? So he has the following question. There was a young man who was not following the straight and the narrow, and not as Shomer Torah Mitzvos as much as he could do, and he came to the doctor. He had some type of infection, some type of staph infection. So the doctor did something that he asked afterwards to Rav Zilberstein, was he allowed to do it? He told him that he was more sick than he was. And that jarred him, and he was did tshuva, and he came back. And he came back, and he's full Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And the doctor asked Rav Zilberstein, was that correct? And Rav Zilberstein says, no. He says, L'charai nir b'pashtus sharofi asa shalok adin. Right? You learn that from Penina and Chana. Right, they were punished. It's onah. You can't fool somebody like that. Kiva shekach gam arofi asa shelo kashura. Lo kashura, it's inappropriate. He quotes a Shvus Yaakov that maybe helps out a little bit. But either way, onah's dvarim is something that we have to be so careful with all the great kavanas that one might have. Most of the time we don't have great kavanas. But even if we have great kavanas, we have to be careful and know that onah's dvarim is something that we have to stay away from. Besides the fact that it's an Avera, but it's something that we have to make sure it goes away from our behavior. Okay, there's a lot more, but let's continue. Amar Avina, Masis Namideka. The Mishnah is also Meduyak, that 1/6 is the maximum. Diktani, Todai Sabah, Chameshan Yerushalmi, Sheshesh Midvarios, Shmamina. So the first Mishnah in Perek HaTodah is about math, the amount of flour that's used, using the two measurements that were used. Second Mishnah in Meseches, in Perek HaTodah, here we go. Mikula Mayanotel Echad Me'asar Chuma. From each of the loaves, right, four types of loaves, 10 matzah, 30 chametz, from each of them you gave one to the Kohen. Echad Me'asar Chuma. Shinemar Vikrim Yimenu Echad Mikol Karban, Chuma Lashem. One from each. Echad, Shelo Yitel Paris. The Pesukim like we had earlier, one, you can't take apart. If one breaks, you can't give that one to the Kohen. You can't take a piece of one. Mikal karban, she call karban also of Shavos, shlo yitel mikarban al chaveiro. I can't give two of one type and zero of another type. I have to give one from each type. La Kohen azorek as dama shlamim lo yihyeh. Right, that what is that? You give it to the Kohen, vashar nachal abaylim. Right, four out of the 40 are given to the Kohanim, and then the rest are given to the Baylim. The Mikdash David discusses who is considered the Baylim on these Trumas. Like, who's Mafresh? Mikdash David in Chaftes. Od yesh lachkor, betrumas lachmei toda, mihu abaylim lahafrish hakohen o bal hakarban. Right, who is the one that's mafrish? Is it the baylim? Are they more connected? Remember, it's a shlamim, it's kashe kalim. The other 36 are going to go to the baylim. So we have this question, right? The chazay and the shok, that goes by other shlamims to the kohen. He's the baylim on that. But what about this case? So he said, Miloshin Rashi in Adarm Daf Yud Beis near Lahedya Shaya Hakohen Mafrisha VeEfshar Dezer Rak LeDidon Avlo Rabbi Yosei Gluli Tekachei Kalam Amon Bailim Efshar Davi Geshar Truma Da Bailim Mafrishim. Who's Mafrish? Who's Mafrish? That's the question. And he quotes a Gemara Mesechas Nidon Daf Vav. That is one question. Then he quotes another Chakiris. But again, this is part of the issue. Again, Truma. When I'm Mafrish Truma, I have the Tovas Hana to choose which Kohen I'm giving, which part of the produce I'm going to give. So the question is here, it's Kachim though. But here it's a little different than other Kachim is for sure belonging to the Kohen. Kachim Kalim, Shlamim is a little more flexible, and here the breads, there's no other parallel, that's why he asks it here. Is it Tevel before Hafrasha? We know sometimes that even if a Kohen can eat something, he can't eat it before the Hafrasha. Right, Tevel is also to a Kohen, just like it's also to a Yisrael. Right, once there's Hafrasha, then the Truma is mutter to the Kohen, and then the Chulam Sukkanim are mutter to a Jew, but the Truma is still usher to a Yisrael. The question we've dealt with also. It's interesting that Tevel and Truma are both Misa B'dei Shamayim, for those who are not allowed to eat it. So, there's a Rashi in Yevamos Pevav, where Rashi quotes, the Tevel is usher Mishum the Truma Shabo. And Tosfos says, well, if that's true, why can't Kohanim eat Tevel? So the answer given by the Achronim is that no, even according to Rashi, Truma is not mutter to Kohanim until it's after Hafrasha. Just like certain parts of the Karbon are not mutter to the Kohen until after the Zrika. Right? You have to do an action before it becomes mutter to eat. So here too, the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Pei Dal and Ches wonders, is this Tevel before your Mafresh? That you're not allowed to eat it in that way. He discusses it in the midst of Tevel. Minchas Chinuch has pages about Tevel. So in Reish Pei Dalid, Os Ches, he says, V'niralik, even the Rachmana Karye Truma, V'iskish L'Trumas Meiser, Nehi Da'al HaTruma Shalach Meitoda L'Achar Afrasha Eino Chayev Misa V'Chomesh. Yes, if a Yisrael would eat one of those four loaves, he does not think that he would be chayav misa. It's not like real truma. Tatar kosva miyud betruma become makom amaylo yeh bechlal halav de lo yichalulu etzasher yarimu ba'asil litrum. But it could be that it's tevel beforehand. He might not be chayav for truma. It's not actually truma, but maybe it should be tevel. Im kein im achas rikas hadam b'kodim afreshas ha'arba chalos efshar da'af kohen chayav misa b'achbas ha'tevel ki malo lama lo yeh bechlal halav hazeh v'af im la'achar afresha lo yeh b'misa mikom makom. Tosas in Yevamos, we just quoted, L'divrei HaKol, Kiva the Nikra Trumim Kein, Avi B'chal She'arimu Basidin Laharim. He says, Lo Matzasi Dinzeh. Didn't find anybody talks about this. But that's his suggestion. That it could be that this is called Tevel, before you do the Afrasha. Whoever has to do the Afrasha, the Kohen or the Baalim. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara now. The Hikriv, Mimenu, Minamachubar. Mimenu is Minamachubar. What does Minamachubar mean? Rashi says, Biyachad, when it's all together. Rashi in the Ksav Yad, Bikliachad. Right, when it's in one kli, you have to take be mafrish when it is all together, not when they're already separated. Echad shlitol pros, you shouldn't take a piece, as we said. We call karban, she'll call a karbanoso shavos. Right, all of them shall be equal. Shlo yitol mena karban al chaveiro, you have to take equal, one per loaf. Truma lashem tosas. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned tosas. Tosas mentions bina mechubar. The top Tosfos, Pirish Bekuntris, Yehu Kulam Bekli Echad. Again, Tosfos is quoting the Rashi in the Ksav Yad, Rashi from the bottom. The nearest is Tosfos, De'ein Sarech Ela Mukaf Ba'alma, Kimo Mimenu, De'chsev Gabe Truma. Right? Even if it's not in a Kli, but it's Mukaf, it's connected. that it has to be in the kli. But he says, touching. So again, one kli, not one kli. Again, it comes up halacha lemaisa by afresh eschala. And a woman, let's say somebody's baking dough, and you're going to be mafresh. What happens if somebody forgets to be mafresh till afterwards? How do you mechaber them? I mean, put a towel over all of them, make them into one. But a kli echad is mitzaref, and therefore a lot of those halachas are learned that from here. The Shmir Shabbos in the second volume talks about afresh eschala. He has a few seifim on afresh eschala. In the second volume, talking about lemaisa, how do we connect different isos, right? He says in Os Yud, Mem Beis Yud, Shtei isos v'hein shal adam echad, aval b'yachad yesh ben l'chidat afresh eschala, eino makbid, yanichan b'kli echad, v'yachasa oslan b'mapa o b'kli. V'meina menachas b'kli echad, yanichan ala mapa, v'yachasa b'shtehen, v'yafresh eschala. V'af yivarech ala afresh eschala, and he talks about in the footnotes, you know, a refrigerator is not enough of a kli. If they're all in the fridge. But a bowl is different. Like, what do you, there are different types of kalim, and you have to use their head to know exactly how do you determine the tzirif. Okay, continuing. Truma Lashem, eini yodeya mikama hi. How do I know how much? It doesn't say beferish in the Torah, the numbers that we have been using. 1 out of 10, 4 out of 40. So already done. No markan truma v'nemar b'trumas meiser truma. It says here truma, and it says by trumas meiser truma. Trumas meiser. What a Levi gives to the Kohen. So malahala nechan me'asara, afkan nechan me'asara. That's how you know 1 out of 10, because you compare it. Oklach l'derach zu. Or there's another where place that it says truma. Remember, gzeirah shavas, we mentioned often, the Me'iri in Shu'as Lama Gimel, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. Gzeirah shavas were handed down from Talmud to Rebbe, but only the words. Not specifically, always, every detail, which parsha do you compare it to? Or you can't darshan gzeirah shavas on your own, because that's impossible. It says the word S here, it says the word S there. In l'davar sof. There has to be a Masorah for gzeirah shavas, but there could still be a machlokas, because there's still a little creative part of the Rabbanan who get it to decide which one is it more domet to. So, should you compare it to Trumas Meiser? So we say, no, maybe opposite. Klach l'derach zu. Nomer kan Truma v'nemer bibikurim Truma. Malahal ein lashir, afkan ein lashir. Right, bikurim has no shir. So nira l'mi domet. Well, which is it comparable to? The chalos of the toad. Is it more comparable to Trumas Meiser? Is it more comparable to bikurim? So done in Truma, she'en acharat Truma, mi Truma, she'en acharat Truma. Well, let's compare our case to Trumas Meiser, which is the final hafrasha. V'al yochiach bikurim, sheish acharen truma. While bikurim, that's the first. The first thing you do is bikurim, and then you have truma. So, maybe you don't compare it. Oklach l'derach zu, or the other way. Don in truma hane'echeles b'makom kadosh, which would be compared to bikurim. V'truma ne'echeles b'makom kadosh. Right, compare toda to bikurim. V'al tochiach shumas meiser, sheneecheles b'chom makom. Shumas meiser can be in everywhere. So tamalomar, so which one do you do it to? Mimenu truma lashem. V'ksibet shumas meiser, mimenu truma l'gzeir shava. So it's not just one word, it's a double word. So mimenu l'truma, and that's why we learn it, that it is a shir. The Ola Shlomo here discusses, isn't it obvious, don't we know the rule? L'kula u l'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. Whenever we're not sure about a drasha, sometimes we say l'chumra. So is that a midihi batorah? So that's what the Ola Shlomo here discusses. Why wouldn't know that automatically? Gemara Bava Kama Daf Gimel that discusses that. Period. Lamanu the truma shiachan miasara. So fine, I know it's 1/10 because the source is trumas meiser. Aval eni odeya mikame hichala. But I don't know how much flour to put in each loaf. Right, as we just learned. It's already done. Nemar kan lechem and nemar lechala m'shtei lechem. Lechem. Ma lechala nisar on lechala, just like by the shtei lechem on Shavuos, it's one isaron for chala, right? Two isaronos altogether. Mafkan isar on lechala, and therefore you need 20 isaronos, or 10 isaronos, at least for those. O klach l'derach zu. Nemar kan lechem and nemar lechem aponim lechem, or compare it to the lechem aponim. Ma lechala shtei isaronos, afkan shtei isaronos. So do you compare the toda loaves to the shtei lechem or to the lechem aponim? So nira l'midome, done in mincha aba chametz im hazavach, mi mincha aba chametz im hazavach, compared to the shtei lechem, because that also has chametz. V'al yochiach lechem aponim, she'ina ba chametz im hazavach. So maybe that's a reason to compare it to the shtei halechem, oklach l'derach zu, or the opposite. Maybe you should compare it to the lechem aponim. Done in mincha aba me'aretz v'chutz la'aretz, min ha'chadash u'min ha'yasham, right, that is the Toda. So maybe Toda and the Shtei Alechem have that in common. But there's no limits where and what. So again, which one do you compare it to for the amounts? So Tamalomar, Mimosh Vosechem, Taviu, Lechem, Tnufa, Shtayim. Shein tam alomer taviyu. It says taviyu twice. Umatam alomer taviyu. Shekol masha atam mevi. Whenever you bring chametz mimakom acher, how are you kazeh? Whenever you bring chametz, it should be like this. So we compare it to the shtei lechem. Malahala nisar on lechala, afkan nisar on lechala. Fine. So the Gemara says, one minute, why do you go even further comparing it to the shtei lechem? Imalahala and shnei esronos, over there, it's two esronos total. It's only two lechems. So two esronos. Afkan shnei esronos, where is it? No, tamalam or tihiyena. Right? It should be itself. And therefore we learn it, like we might say, don mina v'uki ba'asra. Lamanu asara l'chameitz. So that teaches us the 10 for chameitz, right? Isaron for each challah, and that's how you know 10 isronos for the 10 loaves of chameitz. So asara l'matza minayin. How do I know the 10, the same amount, the same 10 isronos are used for the matzah, the 30 loaves as well. Tamalomar al chalos lechem chameitz, as we read the psukim earlier. Neged chameitz, have a matzah. The parallel, the same amount of flour used for the 30 are used for the 10. Nimsu, esher misronos lachme toda, asara lachametz, vasara lamatzah. Period. Yachal asara sheba matzah lo yu kulan elami min echad. You might think that the 10 of the matzah are one min, as we suggested. Maybe it's either or, one of these 10. Tamalomar im al toda yakrivenu vikriv al zevach atoda chalas matzahs blos pashemen urikiki matzahs b'shuchem hashomim solas murbeches v'gomer, that's the pasuk, nimsu shlosha esronim v'shlish l'chomin v'min. Right, you have to split it up, 3 1/3 for each type, v'shalosh chalas li'isaron, as we said earlier, v'nimsu lachme toda arboim, totaling 40 loaves, notabene arba, you take 4 to give to the kohanim, 1 of each type, v'nosin l'kohen v'ashar necholim l'bailim. So, what we know, but this is the way that we learn it, the drasha is the 4 different types, 1 for each type, as it continues. Remember, Truma and Bikurim, and what we're just discussed here, Bikurim is just Shivas Aminim. That's Beferish, that's agreed by all. What about Shumos and Maisris? That's a machlokas that comes up often in various different places. Remember, Rashi and Tosos in a few places in Shas say, Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Truma and Maisris Daraisa is only by Dagon. We Tirosh V'Yitzar, which are wine and oil, maybe also, the Ramban discusses this, Alatra, maybe also grapes and olives. But either way, that's Trumas and Maisris, according to Rashi and Tosas. The Rambam says, all fruit. All fruit are chayav and Trumas and Maisris midaraisa. And there is a Ravid in the Ritva in Bat Metzia, also the Shinu Kabbasas, and that peches, only Shivas Aminim, compared to Bikurim. Like our Gemara compares a little bit to Bikurim. Just like Bikurim are Shivas Aminim daraisa, so too, Shivas Aminim are chayav daraisa, but all the others would be drabana. Okay, let's just do a little more. Amar mar, v'ekrib mimenu mena mechubar. So you have to bring in mena mechubar, as we said, one kli, or connected, elameata dechziv, ves kol chelbo yorim mimenu, hasa mai mechubar ika. What about taking off the chela from a karban? Right, don't you cut up the animal before you remove the chela, so it's not mechubar? So Gemara says no. Kidr av chizda amar abimi, damar av chizda amar abimi, shlo yinateach basar, call them shita leimurin. You shouldn't cut up the basar before you take the imurin. So it is, mena mechubar, period. And just to start talking about this long brisa, and we'll have to continue with that the next time, but let's just start. Amar mar, nemar kan shuma v'nemar b'shumas b'yisr shuma. They're both 1/10, and that's why we know it's 1 out of 10. V'nelef b'shumas midyon. It says shuma somewhere else also. Shumas midyon. Remember when they came back from the war? So Rashi says here, 1/50th they gave to the Levi. Rashi in the Ksav Yad says 1/500th. But either way, it's something less. So done in Shuma Hano Heges Ladoros, mean Shuma Hano Heges Ladoros. No, you use compare to mitzvahs that apply Ladoros. Valtochiach, Shumas Midyon, Shino Heges Ladoros. That's a one-time thing. Shuma Heges Ladoros, that's not something that's counted, right? That's one of the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam in Shoresh Gimel. Yeah, we don't have time to go through with it now. The Rambam Shoresh Gimel. Mitzvos are Ladoros. And if you have something that's not knowing Ladoros, that's not counted. That's where the Rambam got upset at the Bahag for seemingly counting certain mitzvos, and the Ramban defends the Bahag. No, don't say that. But that's the third rule of the Rambam's 14 rules. She'ein ra'ui lemnos mitzvah, she'ein enoheges Ladoros. Right? That's the Rambam's shita, and he quotes, Ale Eli Hahara Ve'yesham. Go up the mountain. That's not forever. And then he even quotes Al Pi Kabbalah. You don't expect the Rambam to quote this here in the Sefer Mitzvos. Ki kol eiver ve'eiver kilu hu yitzava adam basiyas ha-mitzvah. Every limb of our body is telling us to do a mitzvah. 248, 365. V'chol yom v'yom kilu hu yasir oso mi'aveira. V'ilu ha'yim echlal ha-minyin mitzvah she'inu ha-eges ladoros, hine yechzer zeh ha-klal b'zman she'ichle bochiv ha-mitzvah. If one of our limbs parallel a mitzvah that is only temporary, then what's going to be with that limb? Eternally. V'lo ha-yamayim reza shalim ki'im b'zman ha-mugbal. Amazing that he quotes that as one of his rias. Either way, okay, let's just finish this next line. Back v'neilof mitrumas chala. Why do you learn from chala? Also a different shear. Tana de verbi shmal done in davar shenemar bo mi menu. Right, I'm from the side. Trumas Hashem, mi davar shenemar bo mi menu. Trumas Hashem lafuke trumas chala don nemar bo mi menu truma Hashem. It doesn't say that as well. Boy, Rava trumas lach metoda. Chayavan aleihem misa v'chomesh, ain chayavan aleihem misa v'chomesh. That's the question afterwards. Are you chayav? The Minchas Chinuch question was beforehand. But what about afterwards? Kima d'iskesh l'shumas meiser, k'shumas meiser dami, and therefore you should. O dilma bo v'chamishi so miyit rachmana, right? Medamas. So that's unclear. Medamas o ain medamas is like truma creating meduma. Again, we'll talk about this at the beginning of next time. Teku. So these questions are not answered. That what's the status afterwards will frash. The Minchas Chinuch shaila was about beforehand. Does it have the status of tevel? Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, tomorrow's shiur will be put out from the last cycle, and then we will continue next time.